Surat An-Nas, this early Meccan surah is a pendant to the last surah and concludes the Holy Quran with an appeal to us to trust in Allah rather than man as our sure shield and protection. It warns us specially against the secret whispers of evil within our own hearts.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
Say, I seek refuge with the Lord and Cherisher of mankind.
مَلِكِ النَّاسِ.
The King of mankind.
إِلَهِ النَّاسِ.
The God of mankind.
مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ.
From the mischief of the whisperer of evil who withdraws after his whisper.
الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ.
Who whispers into the hearts of mankind.
مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ.
Among jinns and among men. This last surah, Surah An-Nas, concludes the Holy Quran. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, who has said in his noble book, there has come to you from Allah light and perspicuous book. And may peace and blessings be upon the seal of the prophet Muhammad, who has said that the best among you is he who learned the Quran and then taught it. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and all his companions. The glorious Quran is the book of Allah, the wise and worthy of all praise, who has promised to safeguard it from any violations in its purity. It becomes incumbent upon each and every person who seeks the dignity of this world and the bliss of the hereafter to regulate his life according to it, to implement his commandments, and to pay homage to the magnificence of the one who revealed it. This can be an easy task for those favored with guidance from Allah, especially those blessed by an understanding of Arabic, the language of the divine communication. But for those not acquainted with Arabic, their ignorance is a barrier between them and this source of guidance and illumination. A translation of the message of Allah is thus a task not to be taken lightly or performed superficially. Before the reader begins to study the Quran, he must realize that this is a unique book with a supreme author, an eternal message, and a universal relevance. Its contents are not confined to a particular theme or style, but contain the foundations for an entire system of life, covering a whole spectrum of issues, which range from specific articles of faith and commandments to general moral teachings, rights and obligations, crime and punishment, personal and public law, and a host of other private and social concerns. These issues are discussed in a variety of ways, such as direct stipulations, reminders of Allah's favors on His creation, admonitions and rebukes. Stories of past communities are narrated, followed by the lessons to be learned from their actions and subsequent faiths. The Quran enjoys a number of characteristics unique to it alone, some of which are as follows. It is the actual word of Allah, not created but revealed for the benefit of all mankind. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant, that it may be an admonition to all creatures. 2. It is complete and comprehensive. The Almighty says, nothing have we omitted from the book. In another place we read, and we have sent down to thee the book explaining all things. 3. It is a theoretical and a practical book, not only moralizing, but also defining specifically the permissible and the forbidden. The importance of understanding the message of the Quran is undeniable, but simply reciting it with the intention of seeking Allah's pleasure and reward is also an act of worship and meritorious in itself. Allah Almighty says, "So take what the Prophet gives you and refrain from what he prohibits you." 4. Allah has perfected his religion for all mankind with the revelation of this book. He says, "This day have I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion." 5. It is Allah's eternal miracle revealed to the Prophet Muhammad for all succeeding generations. In response to those who doubt the authorship of the Quran, Allah Almighty has challenged the most articulate Arabs to produce a whole book, 10 chapters, or even one solitary chapter, which can be remotely comparable to the Quran. But to this day, no one has succeeded in meeting the challenge of the Almighty. The critics of the Quran have been struck dumb by its ineffable eloquence and surpassing beauty. Say, if the whole of mankind and jinns were to gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they backed up each other with help and support. The Almighty also says, or they may say, he forged it. Say, bring ye then 10 chapters forged like unto it, and call to your aid whomsoever ye can, other than Allah, if ye speak the truth. And again, or do they say he forged it? Say, bring then a chapter like unto it, and call to your aid anyone ye can besides Allah, if it be ye speak the truth. 6. It has been revealed to re-establish the sincere worship of Allah alone, without association of any partners with him. This is a book with verses basic or fundamental of established meaning, further explained in detail from one who is wise and well aware. It teaches that you should worship none but Allah, and they have been commanded no more than these: to worship Allah, offering him sincere devotion, bring true in faith, to establish regular prayer, and to give zakat, and that is the religion right and straight. 7. It contains a complete code which provides for all areas of life, whether spiritual, intellectual, political, social, or economic. It is a code which has no boundaries of time, place, or nation. Verily, this Quran doth guide to that which is most right. 8. Allah Almighty has taken upon himself the duty of preserving the Quran forever in its entirety, as he says, "We have without doubt sent down the message, and we will assuredly guide it from corruption." So well has it been preserved, both in memory and in writing, that the Arabic text we have today is identical to the text as it was revealed to the Prophet. Not even a single letter has yielded to corruption during the passage of the centuries, and so it will remain forever by the consent of Allah. Given the depth as well as the sublimity of the Quranic text, a faithful translation of it into another language is virtually impossible. The various translations that exist today, however accurate they may be, cannot be designated as the Quran, since they can never hope to imitate the diction or the style of the Book of Allah. But as translation is one of the few ways to export the message of the Quran, to allow those lacking in knowledge of Arabic to share this priceless gift, it becomes a duty for those in a position to fulfill this task.